Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. So I love watching fights. I don't love spending a lot of money to watch the fight. I like going someplace, bringing food, bringing goodies. So I didn't pay and go to see the McGregor-Poirier fight. But being in Vegas, of course, you know, there was obviously the news around and all the hype. We also had the Garth Brooks concert the same night. And so I couldn't choose either. And hubby and I actually went to dinner. And then we tried to catch whatever we could, right, online. And then went from there. But apparently there was a lot of drama at the Conor McGregor fight. So this was Saturday's highly anticipated UFC 264 main event, where Dustin Poirier again beat Conor McGregor. This in the trilogy match, but what was kind of shocking about this was seconds before the end of the first round, so they didn't even go around. And that's another issue I've always had with a lot of these fights and these TKOs and things like that. It's just, I mean, you know, you have all this build up, you all have all these pre-fights, and then all of a sudden there's the main event, and you're thinking Rocky with Apollo Creed, where it'll go all those rounds, and no, it was like done after the first round, but this was interesting. So I don't know if you guys watch videos. The more highly publicized video was Conor McGregor sustaining this rotational injury to his left ankle. And I actually wrote on this, and I posted some pictures. If you haven't seen them, they're on my website at drdahlia.com or on my Twitter at Dr. Dahlia or Facebook, Dr. Dahlia Show. And you basically see his left ankle completely make a 90-degree turn, almost similarly to what we saw with Dak Prescott, Dallas quarterback, last year when he broke his ankle. Except with McGregor, it wasn't an open fracture. It didn't cut through the skin. So it was still closed, but it looked pretty severe. And so then Poirier jumped on him, pounced on him. I don't know if he realized that the ankle was broken. He might have just thought he fell, you know, punched him, won by TKO. But a doctor had to stop it because, obviously, McGregor had a broken ankle. Now, it appeared pretty fractured. He was pretty upset. I can't play for you the audio because there's a lot of, you know, words in there that are not appropriate for air. But one thing that I noticed when I was watching footage of the fight was he's the southpaw. He's left dominant. So he was kicking a lot with his left leg. And interestingly, Poirier, after the fight, had said he heard the crack, and he actually pointed to McGregor, like, you hurt yourself. He didn't look very empathetic at the time, but you did see him point to the leg. And Poirier said, I heard the crack. So what obviously happened then is McGregor probably fractured his fibula, was still able to walk because it wasn't a tibula fracture, but losing that support of the fibula, when he then tried to support his leg later, and it twisted, it didn't have the support, and it just buckled. Almost like when we were first talking about the Miami Surfside condo, when we didn't know if there was a sinkhole involved or something else going on. You know, they go, once you have a little bit of structural unintegrity, it allows then the rest of the forces to have a path of least resistance. And so the buckling that you see, one doctor thought that it happened while he was standing, and I really believe it happened during the kick. And so, anyway, what causes ankle fractures? Ankle fractures are caused by high impact forces, crush injuries, but most commonly rotational injuries. And I bring this up because there's a lot of people that will roll their ankle and they'll fracture it. And they're like, why does that happen? All I did was miss a step. Which is why we have to take steps very carefully. I know we all get frustrated when we see grandma and grandpa take their time with a step and a stair. It's because, I mean, it's something that simple. Bones don't seem to handle the rotational injury as much as other blunt force. There's something about the turning or twisting that they're not as strong. And maybe McGregor had a prior injury. I have to double check. I know he injured himself before. I just don't know if it was that same ankle. So how do you know if you fractured an ankle or just sprained it? Well, it's difficult to tell. I mean, we in medicine will do an x-ray because the last thing we want to do is miss a fracture and have you walk on it. But ankle fractures, you'll get immediate pain. You don't always necessarily have to hear the crack, but you'll have immediately pain, swelling, difficulty bearing weight, and then some obvious deformity of the joint. And so that's because the body doesn't want you to use that limb. Once it's fractured, once it's injured, the body's going to want to, to protect you. So fractures that are stable and simple, where it's just maybe like just the fibula, one piece. I don't want to necessarily say that because sometimes there's the proximal and distal shaft and things like that. But a very, very simple fracture sometimes can be treated non-surgically with a cast, a splint, a walking boot. But something like this I think is going to need surgery for McGregor, just like with Dak Prescott, where it's severe, where it's displaced. They need to realign the bone. They need to provide stability for the healing bone, so they're going to use brackets, they're going to use screws, pins, things like that, to allow it to heal. And it's amazing what they could do these days to help, get this bone healed. Now, bone fractures take about 6 weeks to heal, but that does not mean an athlete like Dak Prescott or Conor McGregor are going to be back to their sport in 6 weeks. No, it doesn't happen that way. It takes months to recover. So I've always looked at a difference between healing and recovering. Healing is where a wound heals. Now, healing will start right away, and the bone, if it's a simple one, can heal by 6 weeks. But it doesn't mean you've recovered. Recovery is it strong? Is it going to re-crack? Is it going to, can you still do the same sport? So orthopedic injuries like this take months to heal or to recover. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
This report is brought to you by Merck. With more time spent at home during the pandemic, we've become master do-it-yourselfers, taking on many new projects. But one task we may not have tackled is our health, even if something isn't right. If you are at increased risk for lung cancer and have an unexplained cough lasting more than 3 weeks or shortness of breath, talk to your doctor today. Introducing Angela Criswell of GoTo Foundation for Lung Cancer.
Lung cancer is the leading cause of cancer death in the U.S. When diagnosed at a late stage, the 5-year survival rate is just 6%, but rises to nearly 60% when caught early. If you have been delaying medical care due to COVID-19, schedule a visit with your doctor now, especially if you are at risk for lung cancer and experiencing possible symptoms.
Do it for yourself and go see your doctor today. For more information, visit DIFYlung.com.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, I am really digging the ladder in the background. I think I want to make this more like a man cave or like a shop. I think, yeah, I'm tired of the blue and black dots, so I'm gonna kind of, you know, make it look a little bit more. I just love it. Yeah, it looked like we were doing some work. We were like really trying to roll up our sleeves and break out the wrench. Now, I know how to do hardware shop type stuff. Okay, I had a big crush on my shop teacher in the 7th grade. He was so handsome. So anyway, we're going to talk about colon cancer. And colorectal cancer apparently is hitting younger people. Chadwick Boseman was diagnosed in his late 30s, died last year. Black Panther, James Brown actor, he fantastic actor. doctor was in his late 30s when he was diagnosed with colon cancer. We are seeing more and more colon cancer in younger individuals. And so doctors want to know why. Now, it could be the diet. You know, we do eat like crap. Chadwick was in pretty good shape. It could be genetics also. But still, genetics in my family, we all got colon cancer in our 60s. So why younger? So obesity could also be an issue too. You know, we are seeing more obese individuals. But again, Chadwick wasn't obese, so we don't know exactly what happened with him. May he rest in peace. But doctors are thinking maybe there's a link with antibiotics. And when we talk about the colon, there's multiple parts. So I have to kind of draw it out, even though this is kind of the opposite, but on film for those of you watching. So you got the small intestine, it's all kind of squiggly. Right? Then you have the ascending colon, you have the transverse, you have the descending colon, you got the sigmoid that looks like an S, then you got the rectum, and then you got the anus that goes out into the opening. And the ascending colon has the cecum, kind of where the small intestine and the large intestine meet. It has the appendix, and then, of course, the ascending. So that's called the proximal colon. The distal colon is the one that's a little farther away, the one near the rectum. So in the human body, proximal to distal, distal is as far away from the center core. So, like, for example, my nails are distal, but my wrists are proximal, because distal is far, is more distant. Proximal is more proxima. Proxima is like near, next, kind of. Okay, well, anyway. So the proximal colon is the colon we're talking about, where they found a little uptick in terms of cancer. So according to the study published in the Annals of Oncology, they looked at Scottish primary care data. They looked at 8,000 colorectal cancer patients from the years 1999 to 2011. 445 were early onset, meaning those younger than 50. And they found the use of antibiotics increased pretty significantly to those who were under 50. They were proximal colon cancer cases. The older age group, not as much, which means that the older age group is getting colon cancer because of the other sorts of risk factors, which we'll talk about, maybe smoking and obesity and genetics. There's something triggering colon cancer to start earlier. Now, I know some of you are like, oh my gosh, I've been on penicillin since I was born. They're not talking about penicillin. Apparently, the antibiotics that seem to be at the highest risk was the quinolones, which would be your ciprofloxacin, levofloxacin. So the floxins, the quinolones, were one of the highest culprits, and then the sulfa drugs like sulfamethoxazole, trimethoprim, the that you see in Bactrim. So it was the sulfa and the quinolones that seem to be a bigger issue. Now, what I find interesting about that is when people go to the doctor and they say, I have diarrhea and I have an issue, the doctor gives them a kind of a gut-specific antibiotic that works against like the gram negatives, and they'll use the quinolones and they'll use the sulfas. So, you know, people would go on vacation and they say, look, I need antibiotics that can handle a sinus infection, a UTI, and traveler's diarrhea. So they get Bactrim. Now, we stopped that. We're slowing down on giving antibiotics, but a lot of the gut antibiotics we use is in the sulfa family and the quinolones. So you almost wonder if many of them maybe were on them for cancer type issues, or they were having other sorts of symptoms and they thought they needed antibiotics. So, and then the antibiotics they got were the gut ones, because we don't usually give penicillin to GI related issues. So I find that interesting. The other thing I find interesting is the proximal colon and the appendix. If antibiotics are a issue when it comes to colon cancer, the proximal colon, I wonder if anybody's studying the appendix. Now, we spoke about this. The appendix is not a useless organ. The appendix houses zillions and zillions and zillions of bacteria. And I happen to think that what it does is when you take an antibiotic or when something changes in your body needs the gut microbiome. And your appendix is responsible to make sure it shoots out extra bacteria to recolonize that gut microbiome. Now, you could change your gut microbiome, the bacteria that live in your gut or intestine, by changing your diet. But I think the appendix is your storage for that. So it would be very, very interesting to see if people that don't have their appendix are more inclined to have gut issues or colon cancer than those who do have it or don't have it. I forgot how I started my sentence. You know, does having an appendix help or does it hurt? I still have my appendix, so it obviously doesn't help my memory. So that's going to be interesting. But the appendix has a purpose, and it's there in the proximal colon. Now, mind you, if that sucker gets infected, if it starts to abscess, you have to get it removed. I know there's been a lot of studies looking at antibiotics versus surgery, and some people are able to still live with their appendix after being given antibiotics. The problem is, you know, until the lawyers back down on suing the doctor for not managing an appendicitis, you know, or not preventing a, let's say, perfed appendicitis, I think doctors are still going to err on the side of, you know what, we're going to remove it and play it safe because we don't want this to abscess, you not feel it because you're so used to it, and then it burst. But we are seeing more and more data that antibiotics can be used. And we'll keep you posted because that keeps changing as we go. So the colonoscopy. So, you know, how do we screen for colon cancer? Well, we screen for colon cancer. We used to screen using a sigmoidoscopy and a barium enema. And the reason why you would get the 1-2 punch with that one is the sigmoidoscopy only goes up the descending colon. The sigmoidoscopy only goes like up the sigmoid because the majority of colon cancers are there. And then it goes up to the descending colon, then it doesn't go farther. And then you use the barium enema to see if there's any other issues going on. We're talking about the proximal. So the only way to get to those is a full colonoscopy. So if people are not getting full colonoscopies and they're still getting sigmoidoscopies, those colon cancers can get missed. In fact, there's been studies about even with colonoscopies, proximal colon cancer getting missed. And so I think we're going to see more and more of these fecal occult blood tests or these Cologuards or these other tests that are looking at there possibly being, cancer in one stool, picking up, going, look, if that colonoscopy didn't do the job, we need to go back in and we need to look. The only thing is the scope can only go up so far. So, what are your risk factors for colon cancer? So obviously genetics, you know, a family history, tobacco use, alcohol use, not eating well, obesity, poor diet, physical inactivity, diabetes. If you've ever had polyps that were cancerous, then your risk of making more is obviously higher, which is why the colonoscopy is my favorite screening test, because it's the only test that will actually cure as it screens. A mammogram just takes a picture. And you're like, then you take your picture, well, that's why you got to hold it onto the machine. Oh, I hate that. Anyways, all it does is take a picture. It's not going to do anything to that day prevent you from getting breast cancer. But a colonoscopy, they can just pluck that snare, that polyp out, so that polyp can't grow to cancer. All cancer will start from a polyp. Not all polyps grow to cancer, but all cancer starts from polyps. So if they see a polyp, they'll remove it. So it can't turn cancerous. So that's pretty cool. If you have a history of inflammatory bowel disease, that can put you at risk for colorectal cancer. So according to the USPSTF, screening for colorectal cancer, A recommendation begins at 50, B recommendations at 45, and they're starting to now loosen up where you could start getting screened at age 45. I got my first in my 30s because of our family history. We got a huge family history of colon cancer. We also have some huge colons in our family. Anyway, so... we're already at the end. Okay, so treatment includes surgery, chemotherapy, radiation. All right, that's the scoop on colon cancer, so don't take unnecessary antibiotics. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers, but if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernard. The CIA Inspector General is carrying out a review into the agency's handling of officers sickened by the mysterious Havana Syndrome. CNN has learned a revelation that comes as cases are mushrooming across the globe. The intelligence community still doesn't have an official explanation for the perplexing constellation of sensory experiences and physical symptoms that have now sickened hundreds of U.S. diplomats, spies, and troops around the globe, some severely enough to force their retirement. Lower winds and better weather helped crews using bulldozers and helicopters battling the nation's largest wildfire in southern Oregon, Public Information Officer Tracy LeClaire.
Every afternoon those winds pick up. The fuels are extremely critically dry, and that contributes to extreme fire behavior.
This is USA Radio News. The FBI disclosed that it received more than 4,500 tips on a phone line in 2018 as part of a background investigation into then-Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh and provided relevant ones to former President Donald Trump's White House counsel.
Less than 2 weeks ago, Dr. Ford publicly accused me of committing wrongdoing at an event more than 36 years ago when we were both in high school.
The exact number of tips was disclosed in a June 30th letter released by Senator Sheldon Whitehouse on Thursday. America's Frontline Doctors, a nonprofit, filed a motion on July 19th seeking immediate injunctive relief to stop the emergency use authorization of COVID-19 vaccines for three groups of Americans: anyone under the age of 18, anyone who has recovered from COVID-19, and those who haven't given informed consent as defined by federal law. This is USA Radio News.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So I've gotten into books lately, and one thing I find fascinating is when a book can encompass not only love and romance, but also mystery and depth. And I've written books, but I don't have that depth. I don't have that creativity. But there is somebody who does, and his books are some of the fastest-selling books out there, and this series is a must-have. So joining us today is the author of the Dark Emeralds book series, Jerry Lambert. Jerry, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, thank you so much for having me, Dahlia. I'm so excited to be here. I love
to talk about books. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Wow. Wow, wow. First, congratulations on your success. This is fantastic. Tell us about the Dark Emeralds book series.
Well, you know, I love a paranormal story, but I really wanted to create something that had a fresh take on it. So my idea was, in the beginning, that I wanted to take a haunted house story and sort of turn it on its ear and create my own version of it. And the reason the way I wanted to do that was to do a dual timeline story that was set in the past and in the present and bring those two stories together. I grew up in a town that had a lot of very old homes, and I love the idea that every one of those has a past life that we don't know everything about.
Right, right. And it is. Keep going. Yeah.
So I really wanted to just explore what if those two timelines came together in the present. And I've always been fascinated with the paranormal.
Yeah, and I gotta tell you, it is difficult to blend that, to blend the timelines, and to make that, it's fantastic. So there's three of the books. Tell us about the first one, Queen of Swords.
Queen of Swords is my first book that is more of the traditional haunted house story turned on its ear. I really like the idea of a little bit of romance, a little bit of traditional murder mystery, but also a little sort of steamy romance as well. I think a lot of people respond well to that too. So I kind of combined those things together and created what turned out to be a fairly successful book.
Very, very successful, yes. And then the next of the series is Minor Arcana.
Yeah, now Minor Arcana goes into, it is the book where it's still paranormal, but I decided to take the more traditional murder mystery and kind of do my own twist on that with the paranormal. And it was a lot of fun to write because it took elements of things that I knew and had researched, but also a lot of history. And I really enjoyed the history of pagan events and how they were transformed into our current day holidays. And so Minor Arcana has a lot to do with that.
Mm-hmm. The setting is in New Orleans, right?
It is. I grew up in the South, and I really love New Orleans. It's one of my favorite cities, and it is it has a feeling that I think a lot of people, when you're visiting there, since it's one of our oldest cities, you can really feel, you know, centuries of the, you know, the people who've lived there, and don't you just get a feel for it when you're there and want to know more, and you have ideas about what those people might have done and what they would do if they encountered us today.
So true. We're speaking to Jerry Lambert, author of the Dark Emeralds book series. It's fascinating, just fascinating. You have then the third, I hope I pronounced this right, Apocrypha?
Yes, Apocrypha. In Apocrypha, it's the third book in the series where there's a story arc that goes through all three books about these missing emeralds that are presumed to be cursed or something, because everyone that has encountered them has had, you know, has come to a bad end. But we never know where they came from originally. But in Apocrypha, we go into where these emeralds actually came from, and it goes back much further than the 200 years time span of the first two books, and goes back much further than that. If people are familiar with the Apocrypha, it is it predates the Bible by a few hundred years, and it has the story of Lilith and Samael Hasatan and what went on in the Garden of Eden before Eve came along.
Wow, that's exciting. That it has everything. Your books have everything. I'm just blown away because, you know, I mean, I meet talented people, but Jerry, this is fantastic. And, you know, young authors ask me, you know, how did I start my books? And again, I'm still working on the fiction book. My fictional book, it is taking me forever because I get writer's block. What advice do you have for young authors out there? Because, I mean, what you've been able to do and keep that creativity fire going, what advice do you have for younger authors out there?
Well, first of all, I think you would be a great writer. I've known you for a long time, and I think you are such a creative person, too. I believe if you set your mind to it, you can do it. My best advice for any writer is that you need to read a lot, because I think reading really informs your writing. I think reading teaches you plotting and pacing in a way that a class never will. So the more you read, I really believe the better writer you'll be. When it comes to writer's block, one of my professors used to teach me we call it brainstorming, where you just sit down and start writing without worrying about capitalization or making any sense, really. It sort of primes the pump. I find that when I have writer's block, if I just sit down and start writing about something that doesn't have to do with my book, it will actually get things flowing.
So true, so true. Or even, ideas, even if they're sentence fragments, things
absolutely.
That...
Absolutely, yeah. That's all valid, as long as you're getting ideas out.
We're speaking to Jerry Lambert, author of The Dark Emeralds. We have about a minute and a half left. I've been telling people throughout this pandemic that, many people have not tapped in on their inner creativity or on another profession because they've been so overwhelmed with working and making paychecks and things like that. How fulfilling was it to, become now such a, best-selling author?
It's been something that I've always wanted to do, and it's incredibly fulfilling to finally do it. I'll tell you, I didn't give myself enough me time earlier in my life, and now that I'm making myself do it, I don't miss any of the other things. I really enjoy my me time, my creative time. It absolutely fuels me and feeds my soul. I think that other people will find the same thing when they tap into their creativity.
Absolutely. Yeah, well, make sure you still have Dahlia time, because I still need my Jerry time, okay?
always for you, dear.
So how can people find the books and purchase them?
The best way is to go to Amazon and go to my Amazon authors page, amazon.com/Jerry Lambert, or just go to Amazon and put my name in there, and you'll find the Dark Emerald series, starting with Queen of Swords, Minor Arcana, and then Apocrypha will all come up.
They have got to do a movie series with this. And then that's a question. I mean, who would you, I think Gone with the Wind, when, the author had written Gone with the Wind, she had Clark Gable in mind when she wrote the book, apparently.
Yeah.
Who do you have in mind as Georgianne Blaylock? Who would play that?
I always had Rachel McAdams in that role in my mind. I just did.
Yes. Oh, she would be perfect. I'm such a huge fan of hers. Wow. Okay.
Yeah, I am too. And I pictured it. I've pictured it through three books as I wrote it. I just can't help but picture her in that role. So, yeah.
And then Jeffrey Huston, who would play Jeffrey?
I have several people in mind, but I love, one of the Skarsgårds, the adorable Swedish guys. Alexander Skarsgård.
Yes.
I really like him a lot.
He would be. Yes. And he's tall. All right. Well, Jerry Lambert, thank you for joining us. You're fantastic. The Dark Emeralds on Amazon. I'll post the link later on my social media. Thank you, Jerry. Can't wait to have you back.
Oh, thank you, dear. Bye.
You take care. All right, guys. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOR.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
This report is brought to you by Merck. With more time spent at home during the pandemic, we've become master do-it-yourselfers, taking on many new projects. But one task we may not have tackled is our health, even if something isn't right. If you are at increased risk for lung cancer and have an unexplained cough lasting more than 3 weeks or shortness of breath, talk to your doctor today. Introducing Angela Criswell of GoTo Foundation for Lung Cancer.
Lung cancer is the leading cause of cancer death in the U.S. When diagnosed at a late stage, the five-year survival rate is just 6%, but rises to nearly 60% when caught early. If you have been delaying medical care due to COVID-19, schedule a visit with your doctor now, especially if you are at risk for lung cancer and experiencing possible symptoms.
Do it for yourself and go see your doctor today. For more information, visit DIFYlung.com.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Doc Dolly, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, a cup of coffee a day may keep the COVID away. According to researchers from Northwestern University, they found that regular coffee consumption of at least one cup daily was associated with a lower risk of COVID-19 infection. Researchers from Northwestern University published their findings in the Nutrients Journal, stemming from an analysis of nearly 40,000 participants in the UK Biobank. The team studied participants' dietary habits in 2006 to 2010 and hypothesized the subsequent risk of coronavirus infection in 2020. Researchers specifically looked at a participant's consumption of coffee, tea, processed meat, coffee, tea, processed meat, red meat, fruit, vegetables, and oily fish. Now, after adjusting for factors like race, age, sex, and other factors like physical activity, BMI level, history of certain medical conditions, researchers found habitual consumption of one or more cups of coffee per day was associated with about a 10% decrease in risk of COVID compared to less than a cup a day. So they say the odds of COVID-19 positivity were 0.9, 0.90, and 0.92 when consuming one cup. Now, apparently, 2 to 3 cups or 4+ cups also had some odds of positivity. But coffee, interestingly, coffee has been shown to have some amazing health benefits when it comes to protecting against liver cancer and I think colon cancer. There's been so many things that it's been touted to do. On the flip side, your doctor keeps telling you to cut the coffee. Well, it's because of the caffeine aspect. And when we're dealing with high blood pressure, when we're dealing with stroke risk, when we're dealing with dementia, we've been kind of conditioned to tell people to cut back on their caffeine use. But what's interesting is many of these studies show that the coffee benefits are actually those that are caffeinated. Because some people say, well, why don't I just get the decaf? The decaf doesn't do it. It's caffeinated coffee. I think it's coffee in its most real form. That's my guess. So with COVID, I'm wondering if there's some sort of an anti-inflammatory aspect to it. With coffee, with COVID, a big issue we've had was the cytokine storm, where the lungs would just get consumed. And so with the coffee maybe link, maybe it decreases the inflammation. We do know that coffee has antioxidant and anti-inflammatory properties. Now, according to study authors, they say that coffee consumption favorably correlates with inflammatory biomarkers, meaning those that drink coffee might have less inflammatory biomarkers. Therefore, that could be linked to COVID-19 severity and mortality. They said, taken together, an immunoprotective effect of coffee against COVID-19 is plausible and merits further investigation. I think it's pretty cool. I think it's an amazing study. So, now, further findings also suggested a daily consumption of at least, 0.67 servings of vegetables reduced the risk of coronavirus. Now, we're supposed to be eating 5 to 9 fruits and vegetables a day. So, a 0.67 servings, they're making it sound like that's 2/3 of one serving. But they said they found that vegetables help decrease risk of coronavirus. Processed meat, like sausage and ham, were associated with heightened risk. Researchers suspect this is because of the dietary factors. You know, people who are going to eat a lot of sausage and ham aren't probably vegetarian or vegan. So, you know, yeah. And red meat, though, consumption itself posed no risk. So, you know, I don't know. I think these are really nice studies. I think people like to see, oh, okay, you know, it's something I could do. I could try to, you know, be proactive with my health. I could drink some coffee, eat some vegetables. So I don't mind it, but I do get frustrated that we're trying to deal with a pandemic and the thought of drinking a cup of coffee is going to manage it, you know, because I know that's what people are going to do. They're going to get off, you know, listening to air, and they're going to say, okay, you know what, let's all drink more coffee so we don't get COVID. And there's going to be all this concentration on drinking of the coffee that they don't realize that, well, you also have to eat the vegetables. It is just the whole package. People that eat healthier seem to do better. And there are some diets, there's some lack of health care, there's, people not in good control with their diabetes and blood pressure. Those are people that seem to do the worst. However, we did have very, very healthy people still get COVID and die. So this virus still isn't making a lot of sense. Now, apparently, a study has come out saying these new coronavirus variants are too contagious for hotel quarantines. In early May, two people quarantined in adjacent hotel rooms in the Australian city of Adelaide opened their doors within seconds of each other to collect the meals, right? Because it was mealtime, so they opened their door. Health officials believe that that door opening was enough for the virus to spread from a man in one of the hotel rooms to a man in the other via airborne transmission. Now, I would also wonder maybe the air conditioning ducts. The man who was believed to be infected at the hotel then traveled to Melbourne, leading to an outbreak and a lockdown of Australia's second largest city. Wow. They said cases like those of the spread of highly infectious new coronavirus strains are prompting officials in some countries to rethink whether hotels are the best place to quarantine returning travelers. U.S. and Europe are right now weighing easing travel restrictions as vaccination levels rise. Now, Australia and China are planning new specially designed quarantine centers that public health experts say will be more effective at stopping the virus from leaking out. Others, such as New Zealand, are also considering similar steps. So all three countries, according to Fox News, have used hotel quarantines, among other pandemic safety measures, to keep the numbers lower. But they say the new variants are so transmissible that health experts are worried that the virus could leak out easier, requiring harsher lockdowns to control. I just don't think you can control this, guys. It's really hard to keep people locked down. Now, they say in Australia and New Zealand, the vaccine rollout has been slow. Australia has fully vaccinated about 9% of its population, and New Zealand about 10%, according to Our World of Data, which also shows about 16% of China's population was fully vaccinated by June 10th. Now, China says the country has administered 500 million doses. They also say they have some of the lowest COVID rates. Again, I don't know if we can believe that or not. So having a virus that can outsmart the lockdown, I'm telling you, these viruses are probably outsmarting some of our masks that we're wearing. And could probably also outsmart some of the vaccines. I'm still supportive of us getting the vaccine, but we do need to, you know, understand that nature is going to try to outsmart us. We've been watching the Miami condo recovery, and the death toll has risen to 94. Apparently, 22 people remain unaccounted for, and 83, I apologize, I'm having some issues with our computer. They say 83 of the victims have been identified. But interestingly, there has been, I guess, a positive COVID case. There was Miami-Dade County Commission Chairman Jose Pepe Diaz. He and his chief of staff, Isidoro Lopez, who also received the vaccine against COVID, both came down with flu-like symptoms earlier in the day and later tested positive for the virus. Now, Mayor Levine Cava said officials who were close in proximity to Diaz and Lopez have been tested and all have come back negative. Levine Cava and other officials who spoke did not wear face masks. So some people are concerned that there was an exposure of COVID at the recovery site, which could slow down the finding of those who were victims. 1-877 Dr. Ellie, don't go away.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.